everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to an OHL graduate who last weekend won the U Sports National Men's Hockey Championship as a member of the University of New Brunswick. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Jason Robertson of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He wrapped up the regular season with 11 points, with 5 goals and 6 assists, and a plus 7 in the final 3 games of the regular season, giving him the Eddie Powers Memorial Trophy as the OHL top scorer with 117 points in 62 regular season games. He was a second-round pick of the Dallas Stars in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft. The Ice Dogs received an honorable mention this week in the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. Other OHL representation comes in from the Ottawa 67s at number 4, London Knights at 5, Saginaw Spirit number 10, and another honorable mention to the Sioux Greyhounds. Well, you mentioned the Saginaw Spirit at number 10. Chris Bennett is a graduate of the Spirit, and he's one of 6 OHL players who are part of the University of New Brunswick team that won the U Sports National Championship last weekend. He's joined by Sioux Greyhounds graduates Noah Carroll and Patrick Watling, Cameron Brace, who wrapped up with the Belleville Bulls, James McEwen, who finished his OHL career with the Guelph Storm, and Battalion graduate Marcus McIver. But as for Bennett, certainly a very exciting time for the UNB club winning the national championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we had a really good club also, and we just fell a little bit short. At home, we were hosting the nationals last year, and that kind of stuck with us all year. And you know, in the back of our heads, we never wanted to have that feeling again. So this year we kind of came together as a group, and you know, this weekend was a lot of fun. We were all rolling. We had one hell of a playoffs too. So you know, every single guy contributed, all 4 lines, all D and our goalie. So it was a great feeling, and you know, we played really well.
Are there some similarities in a way for people who aren't familiar to kind of an OHL situation where obviously you have some guys that age out, they go through, get into their 4th year and things like that, but then of course you have new guys come in, but you still have a group together, but maybe the difference is the new guys might contribute more right away because it's not a 16-year-old rookie, it's a guy who obviously would come in with a lot of experience in hockey already.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly it. You know, especially the team here, at UNB, the players they bring in is unbelievable. They're all, you know, there's a handful of them that come in with 100 points seasons in major junior and the OHL, and even like 50 goals and stuff like that. So, you know, every single person that comes in here right away, they have a role in the team, and that's kind of what makes it so special. There's everyone from first year to fifth year have a huge role, have a huge piece in the team. Everyone's pretty mature, so. You know, you're not really dealing with, you know, young 16-year-olds, but, you know, it's been great. Every single guy we get here, you know, they're great. They're great character guys, and, yeah, we're just happy to have them.
You've been through there 2 years now. Have you found, even when you first got there, where you were kind of mildly surprised of the caliber of hockey? Because some people, they say it's the best-kept secret, but I kind of say if we keep talking about it, it can't be that much of a secret. But you still, once you get into, you know, U Sports and university hockey, were you almost a little surprised of just how good it is?
Yeah, I was told. I knew Matt Peckery that used to play at UNB. He used to play in the OHL, I think, for 4 or 5 years as well. And, you know, he told me, he said, Don't go into I guess too laid back because you know, it's so competitive, especially with you know, I guess with the 30-game season, every single practice, you know, it's a paddle, everyone's working so hard, and you know, the league's unbelievable. I mean, every single game, like, everyone's going out, you know, working as hard as they can. There's so many more hits, compared to major junior, and everyone seems like they're just bigger and stronger, and everyone's a bit more grittier, you know, in this league. Everyone's working hard every single shift, and yeah, you have to be ready to go from day one of camp, because it's definitely not easy. You know, the league, I can't really say much about it. It's great.
You played parts of 5 seasons with the Saginaw Spirit in the OHL. What comes to mind when you look back in your time with Saginaw in the O?
I miss it. It's obviously it's where you grow out of lifetime friendships, and you know, it's great seeing the club now how well they're doing. They just picked up their first win in the playoffs last night. I know it's great to see where the club's going. Chris Lazary's doing one heck of a job there as head coach, and I'm really looking forward to seeing their deep playoff run.
How important is for you now where you look back on it, and when you first, I'm sure, get to the OHL, you've kind of got the mind on hockey and hockey, but knowing the education program was there that you're obviously living now, where maybe when you first come in as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old and all that, you're more worried about the hockey side, but now realizing how important the education side of it is now because you're, you know, living it through the education program at UNB.
Yeah, that's spot on. Exactly how you said it. You come into the OHL, you literally sign your contract to play in the OHL, and obviously you get your school package, but you never think about your school package, and I guess till your last year. But I kind of wish I could go back and maybe do a couple more, you know, like classes or online classes while I was in the OHL. But it's huge. I mean, I think a lot of us take it for granted how special the package is. I mean, just getting your schooling paid for free, and it's an unbelievable thing to have in your back pocket, especially going to school after the OHL and getting to develop your hockey career and grow as a person and obviously your degree. So it's special to me. I'm so fortunate to have it, and I'm forever grateful for it.
So now we're seeing the fact that guys are using the OHL education program, going to school, but yet at the same time, obviously, potentially continuing on pro. Did I just see that one of your guys on your team just signed to go up to the AHL?
Yeah, we've had a few guys so far since the end of our national championship run there that signed some pro deals. So, it's really nothing new for guys that, at school, but UNB, a lot of guys, every year they're, after they're done their school, they usually go up and play pro. And a lot of guys sign AHL deals. A lot of guys go overseas and play in Europe. And I think that's kind of what everyone's goal is, especially at UNB. First off, obviously be student athletes, and get your degree, but then also continue your hockey career after, and try to get better every single day as a player and as a person. And just keep playing after that. So.
That was Chris Bennett, a graduate of the Saginaw Spirit, who captured the U Sports National Men's Hockey Championship last weekend as a member of the University of New Brunswick. Before we go, congratulations to the Don Mills Flyers, who captured the OHL Cup tournament powered by Under Armour last Monday night with a big overtime win against the Toronto Red Wings. That will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.